What's up, Sansa guys? It's your girl, Sansa P, and this is another special episode because it is really close to my heart. So, as most of us know, that Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, has now passed away, along with Janice, who was the creator of the Backyardigans, because I'm not going to forget about my black sister. It feels so surreal when your childhood heroes die, because you would think, you know, legends never die, you know, and we all know that death comes for us all, but when it happens to people that you, even though you have never met in real life, but when they impact the world, it leaves a big old hole in your heart, you know? Excuse me. It's really a bittersweet goodbye, because in my own way, you know, with Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z and the franchise itself, I figured that one day that Akira Toriyama might retire, you know, because of, you know, of how things were and stuff like that. And, you know, just have a feeling that, you know, it would come to an end, but I didn't think it would be ending so soon, even though Dragon Ball has been out for, what, I'm 30 now, and it's been out since the 80s, so for over 30 years that this show has been impacting the world for as long as it did. And not only did he change my life, he changed everyone's life. He changed the game of manga itself. And I know a lot of otakus love to put this show against other shows all the time, but there will never be a show like Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. Never. Okay, like, you can put Demon Slayer up there all you want. You can put Attack on Titans up there all you want. You can put One Piece up there all you want. But there will never be a show like Dragon Ball. Because he got rejected a lot of times in his previous work before Dragon Ball. I got his book of his earlier works and stuff, and he puts little notes about during that time when he was drawing things and stuff like that and making anime shows before Dragon Ball. But he never gave up trying. And that's what drew me to him, because like, when you see Goku, you see that he always loves a fight, and he never gives up, even though he, you know, surrenders to a fight, but he never gives up. He never stops going, you know. And I know we joke about Goku's character all the time, about him not being the best father and stuff like that, but we all wanted a Goku in our lives. Or wanted to be a Goku, because Goku was that guy who was naive at first, didn't know what a girl was, and, you know, he was supposed to be this evil brat, you know, when he came from the planet Vegeta, but with him falling on his head and everything, he learned how to be good and fight for the people, and became a father later on, and a best friend to a prince who never let go of his pride. And that's the person that, you know, anybody could ask for in their lives. And even a Prince Vegeta, you know, that guy who thought he was so tough because he had such a legacy upon him, you know, being a prince of all Saiyans. And come to find out, someone lower ranked than you is surpassing you, and you staying where you are, you know, that's a person that people would strive to be too, you know, working hard to see why you're in this rut and admitting to yourself that, you know, there are people better than you, but you still have your, you know, unique self about you too. You know, in many places, I felt alone sometimes. And when I come home, one of the things that I look forward to was watching Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z, because for one, you know, I was always that oddball, you know, I always been drawn to TV shows and wanting to be, you know, some type of creator in that type of sense, you know, making my own TV show and stuff like that. Now, unfortunately, it didn't happen. I mean, I still got time. I'm almost 30, but, you know, still, you know, without that inspiration from Akira Toriyama, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now, like writing and stuff like that, and, you know, trying to improve my voices, you know, for voice acting and everything, so that one day that my story can be told and be loved just like everyone else, you know. Usually I'm so cheerful, but just talking about him, it just feels like you're saying goodbye to a very, very old friend. And even though I've never seen the man in real life, but if I had, I know that he would have been amazing to work with. I probably would have gotten his nerves every once in a while, because probably like, American, a black American, you know, but I know that he will probably be one of the best bosses ever to work with, you know. It just feels so surreal. It don't feel right. It don't feel right, because I don't know, he's supposed to be old and gray. He was 68. That was kind of young, to be honest. I want him to know, wherever he is with Stan Lee and Janice, that your spirit will forever live on through your fans. Your legacy will live on through your fans. And thank you, sir. Thank you so much for bringing such a joy into my life, into my fellow otaku's lives, into everyone's lives. Even though they probably didn't watch the show, they have heard about it. They heard about Dragon Ball Z, okay? And they heard about Dragon Ball. So even if the people who did not watch it, not a wink, but they know about it, they heard about it. And I thank you for letting your voice, letting your creativity, letting your inspiration be heard and be watched by millions of people. And I hope you laughing it up with Stanley and Janice and all the other creators like you who have touched many hearts. I hope that your soul is now at peace. And I hope that when we meet each other again, we can have a good laugh and talk about all the things that you created and that you wanted to create it. And I just, you know, it is goodbye for now. Goodbye for now. You know, you are, I'm trying so hard not to get so emotional, because I, you know, you never meet these people. You never meet these people in real life, but that's, if y'all hear laughter and stuff in the background, that's my little sister. You never meet these people in real life, but it's the fact of the matter is they've been a part of you externally, you know, if that makes any sense. You know, growing up watching their creations, it just feels like they always were a part of you, even though they weren't really there, you know. So I just wanted to put that out there, that this is goodbye for now, but not forever, because Dragon Ball Z will be heard throughout the entire world and for years to come. And like I said, I want to thank you, good sir. If you can hear me, wherever you are, thank you so very much for giving us, for giving the world your heart. And I hope one day we'll see each other again. And if we just had one good wish, you already know what it will be. So, that is all for now, Sailor Scouts. I'm gonna get out of here before I start bawling my little eyes out again. And hope you guys have a good rest of your day, or if your day just got started, or if it's ending right now, you know. It happened Women's International Day. To my ladies, always remember that you are strong, beautiful, and powerful. All right. Bye-bye for now. I'll be back next week. Bye.